You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sanz, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Professors Daniel Chacon and David Ryder. Daniel, of course, is the host of one of the hosts of Words on a Wire, and David has been with us several times before. Both of them are here to talk about a special program that was launched actually last year, I guess what would be the first full year, but it's really growing into a very popular program, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Gentlemen, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thanks for having us.
There is a new program that you all are going to talk about. It's a study abroad program, but it's a very unique program. And Daniel, if you'll tell us about that first, and then we'll talk to David, because David kind of had the pre-program.
Well, this program has actually been around for several years. Dr. Ryder would take Shakespeare students to London, and they would attend plays, and they would visit the Globe Theater, and all these wonderful things for literature students. But starting last year, we decided that we were going to add another component to it. I teach creative writing. I teach workshops. I teach fiction and poetry. And we thought, what better opportunity for writers than to study in Europe? And so last year, we took students in both literature and creative writing. I took mostly graduate students. And we met in London for a week, and we went to plays, but I would take my students, and we would also workshop their poems and their stories. And then we went to Madrid, and it was just a great experience. The students just, I mean, they had an amazing time. We had an amazing time. And so on the last day, the last night, we were in Madrid. We had just had a group dinner, and it was the funnest dinner you can imagine. Everybody had a great time. Everybody made speeches and cried, and, you know, we had grown so close to each other. And as we were all getting on the subway, David and I were just watching the students, and they just looked so happy, and they looked so, I don't know, there was a glow in their face. And I turned to Dave, and I says, next year we should do Paris. And David goes, well, let me ask. And we asked all the students inside the metro right there. He says, what if we're to do Paris next year? And all these hands went up. I want to go. So this will be the very first time we're going to do London for a week, see some plays, and then we're going to do Paris for a week and do mostly literary tours, like the stomping grounds of the expats, including Hemingway and F. Scott Fitzgerald and Gertrude Stein. Give them that literary Paris at midnight, or what is it, midnight in Paris experience. So we think it'll be great for both students of literature and creative writing.
And as I mentioned, join us also is Professor David Ryder. And David, you have been, as Daniel mentioned, teaching literature and about Shakespeare and English courses here for a long time. And when Daniel talks about the students going to a place where the author actually wrote about or lived in that area, experienced that area, this must be incredible for students because, you know, we're taught as children that books open up our imagination, and they do. We travel to faraway places, but sometimes you go, I wish I could go there, and you're giving the students the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this will actually be the 10th year that I'm taking students on a study abroad experience. And 10 years ago, I sat down with the then dean of the College of Liberal Arts, Howard Dodestel, and we kind of brainstormed what we would want it to be for our students here at UTEP. And first of all, he wanted to make sure it was open to all majors across campus because he thought it was such an eye-opening experience. We thought at that time that one of the big values that we wanted to get out of it for them was a sense of a heightened cosmopolitanism, an ability to be sort of an agent in the world, as it were, you know, and increase the students' experience, but also their confidence in the world. And I think that's what really happens. I mean, there's the literary experience, and of course, reading Shakespeare in the classroom here, going over there, setting foot in the Globe is always a big moment for them. Seeing going into Trinity Church in Stratford and seeing where Shakespeare is buried, walking around, seeing the house he grew up in and things like that. I mean, it's all amazing. But we do a lot of contemporary work as well, and we allow the students, once the students sign up, we get their input and see what they want to do, what else. And the result of that has been fantastic. I'll mention that a few years ago, Patricia Witherspoon, who's now the dean of the College of Liberal Arts, put it in my mind that we think about doing it interdisciplinarily. And that's how Daniel and I have worked together many times in the past. And it seemed like a great match to get the English department and the creative writing department get the scholarship side and the creative writing side put together and really kind of heighten the experience for everybody. Looking at literature sometimes from different points of view and then different geographical points of view. And Patricia has said one of the greatest things about our UTEP students is the fact that so many of them understand a world in multiple perspectives. That is, they see from two sides of the border. They see binationally. They see biculturally or multiculturally. They see multilingually, many of our students. I'll say she's exactly right. And going on study abroad really heightens that strength that our students have in particular. I think they come to realize that. Daniel's talking about the time in Madrid and on the subway there and things like that. When the students went to London and realized that they could get along just fine in London, and then they switched over to Madrid and they could get along just fine in Madrid, speaking English in one place and Spanish in the other, and very quickly realizing that they could take a job here, they could work here, they could certainly come back and travel here. It's a big moment. Really, really strengthening.
And it's interesting that you're talking about academia and scholarship and creative writing, English, but the places you're taking them are not just places for literary giants, but also very historical places. So a lot of history there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Tell us about what do students have to do to take this class? Do they? Because you mentioned graduate students earlier. Do they have to be graduate students? Do they have to be majoring in something specific? How does that work, Daniel?
Well, we're offering one graduate course for graduate students who want to come. But the majority of our offerings, which are two more classes actually, are undergraduate classes. David is offering a literature class, which is English 3341. And I'm offering a creative writing undergraduate class, which is 3373, creative writing 3373, which essentially is going to be an open genre workshop. So if you're working on poetry, if you're working on fiction, you can take that class. Like I said, we will offer one graduate class as well because we like the mixture of grad students and undergrads. Oftentimes they become mentor-protege relationships, and that's always nice to witness. But all you need to do is contact either me or David, and we can give you our email addresses, and we'll let you know how to get involved.
Now, when Daniel mentioned the several classes, students might wonder, if they've never been on one of these, how is this structured? Because we know at the university, if you're talking about three classes, you're going to three different places at three different times. So if you're all going together as a group, how is this going to be worked out?
Well, it's very interesting. Daniel is the director of the online MFA program here for creative writing. So we are going to get students from El Paso and area, but also from all across the country, maybe beyond the country even, to participate in the trip because they will participate online and then they will meet us in London and Paris and we'll do the on-the-ground portion of the class with them there. For my students here, we do it in kind of a hybrid style. Well, we will meet in class for about 2 weeks before we leave and for about a week after we return. But a lot of the work will be online. We will do some presenting face-to-face. We'll make sure that the group has a chance to get to know each other and form sort of a cohesive team for our adventures. And all of it is going to be a little bit have technology involved, some of it hybrids, some of it fully online. But, of course, we're going to have the 14 days in London and Madrid where we'll all be together.
Is there a specific theme that you all are focusing on? For example, I know that in English you all have had, let's say, for example, Hemingway and his works, Steinbeck. Is there a specific area you're focusing on in London and in Paris?
Well, my course this time is going to focus the development of drama, especially in the areas of tragedy and comedy. And so that gives us a lot of opportunities over there. So we can do Shakespeare. We can also do contemporary theater, which we will do. We'll also do some reading of French authors, including Victor Hugo, for instance, in preparation for the trip. And we'll have the opportunity to go to Victor Hugo's home while we're there. So some of that, what we're trying to do is what you suggested earlier, Louis, which is we're reading about people and we're reading about times and places. And then we're going to go and get a much closer experience with those places and with those environments that were so formative and fundamental to what these creative geniuses were able to do.
As far as the students and in creative writing, you teach them to write and use their imagination, use their creativity. And sometimes it being in a different place really affects people, because all of a sudden they open up their eyes and they see that this is a different place. So how does that affect the writer, being in a different place, a different culture?
I think there's two major experiences that a writer has when he or she goes abroad, especially in cities like Paris or London, where the literary heritage is so incredibly rich. Almost everybody we read in English has passed through Paris. It's passed through both London and Paris. And so this is incredible history. You can sit on the steps of Virginia Woolf's house and open up your notebook and write a poem. You can sit in front of the cafe where Hemingway used to hang out and you could write a short story. And that has a tremendous effect on a writer to be around that kind of literary culture and that kind of literary history. It connects you with the past, whether in the imagination or just literally, it is connecting you with these creative geniuses that have come before us. And that has a profound effect. I remember some of the students telling me how they were just walking down the street and suddenly they felt the presence of Yeats, or they felt the presence of Swedenborg or some writer that they knew lived on that, and it just became invaluable and they wrote incredible poems. The other effect that it has on a writer is when you're in an environment that is completely unlike your own, your observation just increases 100%. Mm-hmm. And so things that you wouldn't notice at home suddenly become the most amazing phenomenon. And that's how a writer needs to think. A writer needs to be able to look at a tree, to look at a child playing in a park, to look at a woman pushing a stroller and just be stunned by how beautiful it is and by the colors and the textures and all that. And a lot of times when you never leave home, you don't learn how to do that. You go to another place, you learn how to do that. You see for the first time, and the greatest thing about it is you don't quit seeing when you come home. Suddenly you come home and El Paso's a different place, and you see the beauty and you see the levels that you didn't recognize before. That's fundamental for a writer.
David, this time of year we think of Dickens and Christmas, and with these students going to London, feeling the atmosphere that he left there as part of his history. And because of that, your students will just say, gosh, you know, I read the Christmas Carol, but I've never read anything else by Dickens. Or they're introduced to a new author in London or in Paris, and they go, wow, I need to read some more of this stuff. And all of a sudden, it just opens up more worlds, like Daniel said.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Last year, when we went to Madrid, we read Don Quixote, and then they're in Madrid and in the areas around there. They're seeing the Quixote imagery all over the place. Everybody's familiar. Quixote is part of their national heritage, right? Same thing happens with Shakespeare in London, with Hugo in Paris, and lots of other authors. I know a lot of students will pick up a volume of Sherlock Holmes stories while we're there and do the tour along with that. We once had a tour that involved some of Dickens' mystery writing along with Sherlock Holmes and along with the Jack the Ripper tour, all in one night that was kind of foggy and crisp in London, and it kind of spooky, but they'll always remember it. I will too, to be honest. And as Daniel says, it's this situation where suddenly you're in a place that feels so new to you, but it's so old and it has so much history at the same time. You can still see the Roman walls in London in places, you know. There are television shows that the students watch. Maybe they watch a show like Luther or Downton Abbey or Doctor Who or any of these, you know. And all of a sudden they're in these places. They're walking down the street and it's just this sort of sensual feast of music and sounds and sights, and there's too much to do and too much to see. But like Daniel says, the real transformation happens when the students return home and they see their own place with new eyes and with a new sense of what's valuable here. It's a very strange thing, I think, for people. When we travel, we're always impressed by what we see. But when we come home, I think sometimes we realize that the place where we're at is also impressive.
And what we've been missing. David and Daniel, either one of you, give us some information. What number should they call for more information about this program?
They can call 915-747-6173 and talk to Neve Minion. She is one of the coordinators of the Study Abroad program, and she can give you more information. You can also email me at danchacon@utep.edu.
And I'm at dwriter@utep.edu. And absolutely, feel free to contact us by email, by phone. We are very pleased to take any student who's excited to go along with us.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. We've been visiting with Professors Daniel Chacon and David Ryder, talking about the literature and theater in London and Paris, which will be taking place this summer in June. And you can find out more information by calling 747-6173 and asking about the study abroad program. Or you can go to call 747-5000 and ask for the English department. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you, Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.